you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh, welcome to another episode of No Need for Apologies. This week, like we said every week, is a crazy one, but it's a family episode. We talk about family shit, big cash, new narrative shit. So make sure you subscribe to all platforms. Hit them, Dave.
Wait, make sure you follow us on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, like, share, subscribe. We got a lot of new content coming out as the world is opening back up.
Absolutely.
Let's get into it.
What's going on, people? So it's Friday, and we are making our way out of New York. We're on our way to pick up Pickles, the producer, Dylan Negree. Well, what do you call him, Derek?
My nigga Negree. That's what he is. But today is going to prove if he my nigga or not. We on a road trip, and I ain't never seen this nigga do comedy before. He might be strictly producer after tonight. So we going to see. That's all the fuck I'm saying. All
right. Westchester, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? How we doing? Make some noise.
Hey, so we got Sammy with us. What's up, Sam?
What up, man?
All right, our road captain, our pilot, Tiana Sasha. All right. So, yeah, we about to pick up Dylan now. See how he's feeling.
Man, how you feeling?
Man, I'm always feeling good, Dave. You know this.
Yeah.
I'm a chipper man, Dave. I like having fun.
But you've been up a lot, right?
I've been getting up leading up to this.
Good news.
You think I wouldn't like prepare? The second I got this news, I hit up everyone, every contact I knew. I was like, I need to get up.
Oh, those are the songs you sing on the way back if you bomb. Yeah. We fall down, but we get up.
Oh, sorry.
You know, some people have been teased out of comedy doing road trips like this. We've lost comics to this.
And sometimes it's necessary.
This will definitely, I feel like for the people who give Dylan shit as far as whether or not he can talk on the show, as far, because he is comfortable. He is really comfortable.
Nigga comfy, boy.
Probably one of the most comfortable producers at
comfy
Gas.
Both.
And he hasn't been there long. Now, here's the thing. I give it up to Dylan. Boy. Dylan's a talent. Dylan is a talent.
That nigga comfy.
But we do that. We create monsters, all right? If you're going to hang out with the great boy and the god on a regular basis, you know, your confidence level's going to go up. You know what I mean?
Or yours is going to fail.
Yeah. So tonight, his confidence is, again, either going to go way up or we'll get some humbling.
Young bulls. New mooks, man. I don't know what it is to be a mook anymore.
So, this first comic that I'm bringing to the stage, he is actually the producer of our show. No Need for Apologies, all right? This is the guy that's in the booth, hitting the switches and all that shit, but he's also a comic. So if you're tuning into the show, this is our guy. He's always in the booth. You hear him on the microphone. Give it up for my man right now, Mr. Dylan Negree. Dylan Negree, ladies and gentlemen. Let him in. Come on!
My man.
Thank you, bro.
Philly, how we feeling?
Like, if the outcome is bad, that you can't talk no more.
If I bomb, I can't talk on the show anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, they have to give me the same respect, like, if I do good.
If you go, that's what I want
I'm
going to
talk forever.
But that's the difference.
Care.
10 to 12.
Whatever it ends up being, you know, sometimes you never know. You know, comedy, you know, it should be, you never know the time, all right. Let me just get up there.
How you feeling?
Get the fuck away from me. Literally, get the fuck away from me.
I thought it was like, you like it when we're like, sports, I can't really have the same thing. You see that one, which is getting a horse and horses.
See that? See? If Dave is cool, you should be cool, see?
Oh, I'm gonna be cool.
It's probably gonna be a good day for me. A lot of beautiful women out here tonight. Jeez. Just putting it out there, applications open for a new stepmom.
Steal from your job in these black forces. I black a nigga eye in these black forces. Don't a nigga wanna pry in these black forces. I steal your AC in these black forces. I take your TV in these black forces. You don't wanna see me in these black forces. Everything come free in these black forces.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes,
spring. It's a Black Air Force 1 week, man. I'm your boy Dave Temple,
and I'm Derek Gaines,
and this is No Need for Apologies.
Springtime, bitches. April is Black Air Force 1 month.
Yo, if you got the white ones for Easter, you fucked up.
All I'm saying, you done got over Easter. Fuck them pastels. It's time for Black Air Force 1 energy.
If your Black Air Force 1 toe isn't starting to wrinkle up by now,
yeah,
you ain't doing enough.
Let's crease these bitches. Start creasing them. Start committing crimes.
Yo,
I'm just joking.
Shout out to this dude, G-Mac Cash, man. Somebody sent me this video. Go ahead, you cut that off, Pickles, man.
G-Mac Cash.
Song is so funny. Everything come free in my black forces.
Everything come free.
The way that video starts is literally these guys are finished playing basketball, and he's like, "Game, who got next?" And you just hear this voice from off in the distance, "I got next." And it's just the dude with a black do-rag, the Air Force. Look at this nigga. Like, and they like, oh, hell no, because they don't want to play ball with this nigga. They know it's about to be a problem.
That's a hack. Oh, look at him. Oh, that boy committing crimes and them shits, boy. That nigga is wrestling gators of them Air Force One.
Yeah, but that's probably, you know, the Black Air Force One gang is about to be out and about, you know. The city's back open.
Let's change the narrative.
Holy smokes, the city's back open, man. How did it feel for you, man?
Fan-fucking-tastic, bro.
Yeah.
I finally did two twofers, a Friday and a Saturday at the stand. One downstairs, crazy nostalgia. And then one upstairs, packed to the back, like
I saw the way they were setting them things up, yeah.
I'm sitting there like, oh, these cry, and they ready to go. I'm talking about, they wet up. They like, we back.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried that people weren't going to be as excited about comedy as we, because somewhere along the line, I was like, don't nobody get this much of a fuck. Like, I was getting all ready. I had on, like, new clothes to go out Friday and do the show. Like, it was like the first day of school.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, you was ready. Like, all right, cool. I actually opened up that way. I was like, all right, pick up where we left off. Open your books to chemistry. Like,
yeah, shout out to all the black comics for getting dressed. It was funny to see everybody. All the white comics still wore the same shit they was wearing before the pandemic. Plaid shirts. They was grabbing the mic like this. Fuck y'all. Let me tell you something right now. Shout out to all the black comics came out like it was the first day of 12th grade.
Stimmies.
Stimmy work. I was there. Nigga, I had Yeezys on this weekend.
Stimmies.
I had Yeezys on this fucking week. I was like, yep, New Year. I was like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
God.
It's open. I was funny, and I liked that. I didn't stop all summer.
Yeah.
So I was ready. Like, they was like, oh, this motherfucker.
Yeah,
I was sharp, ready to go all summer.
Now, so if you guys are not catching on by now, we're 3 minutes in and there's no guest. That means this is a family episode.
Family episode.
This is the time where you get to know about me and Derek. Ooh. And like you said, man, we didn't stop all summer, man.
All summer.
And proof or documentary that we did not stop all summer. We actually had a video that you did, directed by Pockets Graham, you know what I mean? Comedy Lives. It was the talk of New York this past weekend.
It was.
Spin Magazine, fucking Essence, like
Double
this thing.
Double XL shut us up.
Yeah, like this is the Comedy Lives poet. It is an ode to comedy in New York City, starring Derek Gaines, directed by Pockets Graham. Go ahead, let that rip, Pockets. I mean, shit, Pickles.
matter of fact, let me bring in my boy real quick. Bring in the director, Pockets Graham. Give it up, Young Paco.
Yo.
Young Paco, man. What up? Why?
You got the thing queued up there?
Yeah. Let Pickles get the thing queued up.
What up, man?
Hold on. So
you a whole artist now. Look at you.
You got Basquiat hair. You got Basquiat hair. It's that Basquiat director hair.
My father wanted a girl.
That's that indie flick. Get on the mic.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let it play, man. Let it play.
And then we'll talk about it after. Oh, shit.
The city's heart thumps slowly. From what it was pre-COVID to now seems damn near immobile. But that IV is dripping boldly. Every 4 seconds with a voice to be reckoned with. Peep the metaphor, New York's life support. Brave souls stand in court, joke soldiers leaving the fort. For meetings at a tree or DMs or secret locations. Keep this shit between you and me or two or three. There's this rooftop show at this APT. Oh, this I gotta see. It's like an ass backwards odyssey. The city is dead. That's what the people speak, but that's not what Brooklyn said. If New York was slipping into a coma, you can bet it on Corona. Them fireworks all summer was a good way to keep it awake. For Christ's sake, a round of applause was made at 7 every day for those essential motherfuckers who did their best flirting with death so New York could have a fair shake. In Jersey, during quarantine, in order not to break, I relearned how to bake. But I didn't get cooking until I was up looking at the New York City moon screaming, fuck D. Jake. Arise, ascension, through all the racial tension. They didn't pull the plug, just shit shut down a little while for a little reinvention. Shouts to the stand-up comics, the re-incentives, who went hands-on with those jokes outside. Y'all are some Dr. Frankensteins, do y'all know why? Cause with every joke was a joke to the boat on the neck, and it's alive. Man, we continue to catch wreck. This is our half that monster with the meds we inject to protect this me to speak, well, fuck it, I'm free, it's the weekend all week. Initial plans been canceled, dismembered and dismantled. Yeah, it makes it hard to handle. I was ready to hustle harder in Hollywood. My shoes were tied tight, ready to go commando. Then it felt like I got pimp smacked with the back of a fucking sandal. Flip-flop 2020. This year was supposed to be show me the money, and now I'm being funny for pizza and wings. Trying to make your voice ring in a purgatory, it's a performer's dark horror story. Hoping this shit don't last long for real, getting comfy in depression. Oh, I know. Soul searching and soul sessions. Hope to God I see the whole lesson. I know I'm supposed to count the whole blessing, but them checks been spent. And I need a new money for the same on rent. And now Lynn is one I'm handed getting off stage these days. Does the love of the game really go that long of a way? Throwing the towel and get naked for some OnlyFans? Zoom shows, oh man, it's a lonely clown's dance. For delayed reactions from laughing screens. But we do it to escape the scathing daydreams and never getting back to the norm. Yes, the storm is great, but what that nigga Jordan Lucas say? You can't rain on my parade if I'm made of umbrellas. We relish in a different level of development. Irreverent, but yet heaven sent. Relevant, but not elegant. Let me get eloquent for the sake. We all looming over the second wave, but for concrete killers, we just set and pave. For the stage, we slave to feel free. If we die, then we'll see. If the ship goes down, make sure you're in key, cause we gon' play. Laughing and joking till the humor is all gone, and our minds feel empty, completely withdrawn. But while I lay awake awaiting a brand new dawn, big up to the stage gods, cause I damn sure ride there for them. The descendants of that Def Jam, my goddamn stand-up comics. Them intricate men and women with that impenetrable penmanship, committing to the bit and shit, forgetting how to quit saying shit like, nigga, this must be it. Cause if I stay inside and forfeit, I'd be going out like a bitch. But I'm a beast, keep hoofing, switch feet, keep hooking. Outside is our new heckler, these crowds should be shooken. Wretched and reckless for some of our perspectives on how it be looking out here right now. Humor is a form of hope, and we make do with whatever's left of it. So for the stage, we push and shove, and nigga, that's for the best of us. Trust me, I got you covered, cause we won't rest unless we the motherfuckers that's getting our sisters and brothers and other motherfuckers laughing and chuckling in the face of troublesome tribulations and trying times. Here's some tissue, dry your eyes. Comedy lives.
Let it play out. Here come the shit. Here come right here.
Dope shit, man.
All right.
Shit, and it had a nice little Michael Jackson walk off too. The little, all right. I'm done fucking shit up. Let's go get something to eat.
That's the end? No. And I come back with the chair routine like Janet. Anyway.
Welcome, man. Pockets Graham. Pockets Holy Graham. Shit.
Hello, guys.
The director.
Camera God.
The brainchild, everything. Like, talk to us. How did this idea come about, man?
So there was this thing that happened that was called the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
And then quarantine happened kind of shortly after that, and where everybody was kind of locked down in their caves for a substantial amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So once I started coming out of that, or like I called for some work for a project for Rebecca Trent, it was like a, did you perform on that?
Nah, the truck show. I remember being at the truck show.
Yeah.
I was on a truck show. I did a few shows.
No, there. No, but that day they were shooting for
yeah,
Sam J. Okay.
Nah, I wasn't
but
famous
you did visit, right? You visited.
Yeah, I visited. Yeah. I was there.
Fucking, so after that, fucking Keeve, who was also working on me with that. Shout out to my nigga Keeve, Burns Good. He had bought a drone, bought some lenses for his camera, bought a couple things. You know, he's like, yo, I'm about to move back to St. Vincent, and I would like to, if you want to shoot something, now's the time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I came up with an idea, and I was like, all right, but the heavy lifting really had to come with the writing of it, right? So I was like, yo, D, so let's write, because you know what? Me and Derek, I was gone for a while. Like, I was gone from, like, September 2019 until, like, September 2020, I guess. And then me and Derek linked up, and he ended up venting all his shit about 2020.
I was like, on acid that day.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I was trying to avoid that. I didn't know if he wanted to be out in the streets like that. You know, my nigga.
I was on acid that day.
But Derek did acid for this first time, and I was dead. And
are you telling me that acid wrote this poetry?
No, not at all.
The vent of it.
The vent of it. Yeah,
you about
to
tell
me
that you took acid and that came out, nigga? Sign me up. I don't go that far with the drugs, but shit.
I was on acid candy. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, we did some acid, and it was his first time. It wasn't even a big dose. We did like half a hit or whatever the case may be.
Yeah,
right?
Small shit. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was small, but. We just started sweating out all our trials and tribulations
in
about
front
2020.
Of the house, sitting on the step, just sitting
and then
on the step.
And then with Amanda and Rachel, Rachel, we figured out Rachel's a comedic god, his roommate,
and she starts shitting on me, and I'm like, she really funny, man, and like it was just like, oh okay, this shit is helping me get through something. So
fucking Derek was up for a show called Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah,
and she was like, Rachel was like, oh, yeah, I bet you the last line of the episode, first episode, is gonna be like. You're bad. He's gonna be like the black assistant guy.
Black
is
assistant
like
guy
so silly
playing assistant to some white woman. I was really weird about the. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So we ended up. Key put that thing in my ear, and then I started thinking about everything that me and Derek talked about. Watching everything, like seeing the what comedy became in New York City. It was very odd. Like
the
ecosystem of it all. Was completely fractured and almost gone. Like, niggas worked real hard to be able to perform in basements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now the basements was gone. Like, I saw niggas that kill had to figure it all out again. Like, they, like, just started again, right? So it's like, all that encountered the city, how it felt, how, like, all the deaths that happened due to COVID and all that shit. So it's like, I hit up Derek. I was like, Derek, you know, keeping in mind what we talked about, I was like, yo, I think, I need to do something, Keeve. I hit him with the whole spiel. I was like, yo, can you write something about how you feel about the pandemic and like how stand-up is still out here, my nigga? Because the niggas that was outside, they was outside, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like, the majority of people that's in the video, they was outside, bro. And niggas that wasn't outside, they not in the video for the most part, yo.
I'm not in this video.
Yeah. No, you should be in the video, though, Dave.
I don't know why we didn't get...
I wasn't outside, nigga. No.
But fucking, so ended up shooting 3 weeks of B-roll on my iPhone 6. Like,
six.
All the comics, all the footage of the comics in the video
I remember
is
that.
Shot
is when
on
you
my
were
phone.
Always around on the skateboard, like, doing weird shit.
shout out to Apple. We need to get a commercial. You need to get this young man.
Or
an
iPhone 12.
On a 6. Or get him a 12.
Get me a 12, Apple.
Get him the times 2. Times 2. Give him the fucking new John.
What you mean? Give him some. Here, man, go get you some.
Nigga,
Go get you an iPhone, nigga.
No, for free.
I'm already on that time, my nigga. What you talking about? I am Black Air Force One Energy, nigga.
That's walking Black Air Force One Energy.
I am incarnate, nigga.
We changing the narrative. I was just fucking around with that because it's just funny to sit there and do that. Like, what? You need some air.
Yeah, man, go ahead. Get yourself.
Just
rip
all
the money you need right here.
Just rip the
strap. Fucking, so ended up doing that and then started scheduling. We had to find a date. To schedule, because doing the B-roll was the easy part, nigga, because I'm just running around to all the shows that I know are available. Shout out to Tiny Cupboard, shout out to The Cellar, shout out to The Stand, shout out to who else was up? New York Comedy Club, shout out to all that shit.
Right.
You good? What you
hold on. All the drops is for rap. I don't know what happened. I touched something.
What you do?
Why did you give Derek technology?
I don't know why y'all.
He don't know how to do nothing.
I don't know how to do the tech stuff.
All right, give me a second.
He bought a $2,600 computer and then gave it away. It's like,
I gave it to Dave, and Dave's daughter has it now. She plays games on it.
Nah, she used that for schoolwork. Listen, you did a good thing there.
So no, so I ended up scheduling. Had to find a day to schedule to shoot just Derek shit.
Right, no doubt.
But then I had a bunch of locations in mind to shoot the shit. So, like, you know, we found the day, got everything together. And all Derek shit is done in a day.
Okay, okay.
All his shit is done in a day, seven locations, what, three boroughs?
Yeah, Brooklyn, we did like Manhattan. Seven stanzas or whatever, seven verses.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
I ended up breaking it up. We ended up recording it in a bathroom so we can get it clean so I can just put it on playback on set. Mm-hmm. So it would be easier to sync for the editor and shit. Nice, shout out to my editors. I have one homie, Aaron Bryan. He's like a segment editor for the Late Night with Colbert. Mm-hmm. And then shout out to my business partner, Tyson Wade Johnson. He did all the visual effects editing.
Okay.
So, and then
it's funny that you're doing that. Like, we on a major platform, people know who these motherfuckers are.
No, I'm just shouting out my homies, bro. I'm just shouting out the homies.
But like, you gotta shout them out.
I know you do it. It's just funny because it's like you're doing the right thing, you're being real professional about it. But I just picture niggas at work, like,
who the fuck? Tyson, who?
Nah, like, nigga, the nigga that I found, Google. The nigga I found the music from, is a fucking 17 year old Turkish kid that lives in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I just went on YouTube and typed in type beat.
Yeah.
And like DJ's premiere type beat. And I ended up going through, and like this kid had like a couple of them. I was like, and then I ended up finding this one. And the, even the name of the actual beat is rather like poetic about this shit, right?
Oh, shit. Okay. Right? It's the do so.
And I know. I know that. Don't you wonder what that beat is actually for in his country?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
And I know.
What does that mean?
That's probably one of them songs they do, like them kick drinks too, you know. Hey, hey.
I ended up, so the nigga sent me all the files at once. He's like, yo, I'm going to send you everything at once so you don't feel like I'm fucking you over.
Right, right.
So he sent me everything, and then I sent him $40. And that shit turned into 300 lira, Turkey money. He goes, oh, man, I didn't think you were going to pay me, man.
Wow.
Like, people fuck me over. All. I'm like, oh, nah, bro, you did good work. I want to make sure you good.
Oh, well, that's the internet is full of nerds who've been taken advantage of.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Shout out Dylan.
Shout out to the internet. Yo,
nah, Dylan's talented.
I swear to God, I be doing the same thing to me. I be paying people, and people be like, thank you.
Yeah, niggas began taking advantage of out in these streets, bro. Like, niggas don't be knowing they fucking work.
All my life, I had to fight.
Yo.
Shout out 20.
I be having people
all
now.
All my life, I've been taken advantage of on via internet. It took you, Dave, a black god, to pay me my, 300 lira? Yeah,
change the fucking narrative. The nigga with the black shoes that's paying
you. The song
you.
Is a goddamn Turkish. The nigga Turkish that used
to
be.
It's great. Like, shout out to 20 Years from the Past.
Yo,
that's his name.
That's one thing honestly say. Somebody with black Air Force Ones has only robbed the nigga that had it coming, son.
Oh, yeah, nah. They saw all the weakness. They was like, this nigga, no one has touched this nigga
yo,
yet.
Yeah, nerds. It's this song. I just found this goofy song that one of the listeners sent to me.
Are they bad Black Force?
It's some bad criminal shit.
I mean, he's being silly.
Shit.
We understand the stigma. We work on it.
You know what the funniest part of Comedy Lives was? Keith is in it for half a second.
Uh-huh.
Keith called me post-second stroke. I swear to God, Dave, Pockets, this is what he said. He called me 10:14 in the morning. He said, comedy, it lives. He said, this shit. This is when it got funny. He said, nigga, this is what he said. Keith called me and was like, nigga, I went through a third and fourth stroke watching this shit.
Yo, shout out to God, yo.
Keith Robinson called me.
For the people who don't know, Derek, explain who Keith is.
Keith Robinson is basically the gatekeeper of black comedy in New York.
For
all Philly niggas. He's the gateway to mainstream comedy for Philly niggas. And he basically mentored us and got us tough enough to deal with the bullshit that is comedy in New York. But we all are on the Keith Robinson.
And it's, for niggas that don't know, it's very high praise when Keith shits on
you. When Keith Robinson calls you at 10:14 a.m.
Isn't that a weird way that we show love? Like, I was proud of you for this shit. I was there when
nigga saw him apart at the
moment. My immediate reaction, I just started calling this nigga the King of Bushwick. As soon as it was done.
Here go Monroe. As soon as it finished, he bust out laughing. He was like, squirrels on the train. Squirrels in my brain. I could not stop laughing. I was like, yo, this nigga's a poet.
But that lets you know it's good. When comics have to shit on it, because comics don't know how to be like, yo, this is really good. Like, if it's nothing, most of the time, comics just won't say shit. You know what I mean? But to be like, this fucking horse shit is because it triggered you to be like, oh, this is really good.
And make you feel gay.
But I don't want to tell this nigga that.
Especially Derek's ass. I know all the comics are like, Derek? Pocket. Pockets of Derek.
Yeah.
Nigga, last night, I'm watching some goofy nerd shit on my YouTube, on my phone, right? And then I get an alert from fucking Instagram. And then you go, handle Burrs. Y'all killed this.
Yeah.
Burrs, that was it. Yeah, he was like, y'all killed this.
That's what I'm saying. It was the talk. It was the talk all weekend. Congratulations. You guys made fucking Easter weekend. It was like the shit popped. Boy, the city opened up.
Right.
You know, Jesus did not come back. But
he didn't come back.
Whatever.
Thank God, but he let us do the thing.
You know.
He said, do comedy lives. Nigga, I'll come back next year.
Big shout out to The Stand and Chris Italia, Paul Italia.
Shout out to Chris Italia, Paolo Italia.
Without Chris, it wouldn't have had the reach it could have had.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Spin Magazine.
Shout out to Spin Magazine.
You know, shout out to everyone that shared it. Like, absolutely fucking everyone.
Yeah.
Like, my shit is at 20,000 views on my IG, my nigga. I only have 1,400 followers.
Wow.
That's dope.
That's like the dude that, remember the dude that was like, I'm burning my Nikes. And like, that
did he sound like that? I feel like
it did. Remember when we were supposed to boycott Nike when they was mad because of the.
I can't stop smiling.
You know, they couldn't make Kaepernick stand up. So somebody burned some Nikes. That nigga had like 143 followers. Like, nobody gave a fuck about that video, but they shared it all around.
Yo, the niggas that, like, this nigga, unsung hero. The nigga that point in my head, I'm black guy meme. Unsung hero. Same thing with the nigga, just the white guy, just blank, I'm blinking white guy face. Unsung hero, my nigga. There's a series on YouTube of just their stories.
Jesus Christ.
They were doing. It was like, actually, I was shooting a music video for something.
Well, the black dude, they were like this. He was on a date, wasn't he?
But it's content.
Like they were shooting
he
a
content.
Oh, okay, very well.
Yeah, but it's like, they don't get nothing out of that.
Right.
Because no one stops to learn their name.
Like,
no,
or what if you become a meme out of this shit where it's just like, you know, it don't have nothing to do with the video. It's just like when you short and you need to reach something.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know what it is.
Dill, can we get that popping out? Dill, can we get some gifts popping out of Comedy Lives? Just like
my dumb hands.
So speaking of content, man, we had some content go up behind our paywall this week, man. On the bonus content, we're fucking the Westchester show. Did Dylan bomb? Holy shit, that was another talk.
Did he bomb?
Of social media. Well, did you see any of the comments?
I didn't see
some
the comments.
People. It's half and half. It's half and half. Fuck, Dylan. We were supposed to do that. We were supposed to set up a segment where we read the.
We were supposed to. Yeah, I was supposed to screenshot all the comments.
Dylan, did you bomb?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. How much time did you do?
Like 12?
He did 12.
Right. 12. 12 is
sandwich
right.
between.
It's a good sample size. Did you bomb?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How long did you do well?
Let me explain from the guy that was teasing him all night. Dylan, he bombed to me, but he didn't bomb for real.
For the room.
Like, I'm sitting there like.
He has high, I'm a comedian standards.
You didn't bomb, you bombed to me.
100%.
Because you're my young boy and I need to watch you. But to them, you held them for 7 of the 12 minutes. And I was like, good 7 is good.
That makes me feel good because I know 3.5 of those minutes was a new joke I wrote that week.
And I'm happy.
That was an awful decision.
So he fucking, he stinks to me. A lot of comics gonna stink to me.
Nigga,
but to the crowd.
So you don't feel bad, right?
He shouldn't.
No,
he
felt awful.
No, wait. Fair enough.
What? What are you saying?
No. Allow me, nigga, right? In Derek's eyes, I had one good set in front of him, nigga.
So yeah,
in 5 years we've known each other, I had one good set in front of him in his opinion.
One,
nigga.
Just only one.
One.
Derek is like the Doctor Strange of comedy.
He's mostly giving me credit on my outfit.
Well, I'm gonna read some. I'm gonna read some comments. Jesus Christ,
that ass though.
I'm gonna read some comments. That this was one that came and said this was great. Dylan got his 12 minutes in. I'm Dave Temple and Derek Gaines killed it.
That's.
Wait, what is I'm doing? Wait, what is
no, it's
he
a, it's a,
that.
They mentioned you.
Oh, they
and
added,
then they
added.
Said,
oh,
well, he
I'm
did
sorry.
That.
He did that.
And then the guys that do things did things better.
So Dylan was there.
He was there.
Yeah.
He was there.
They even credited you for the amount of time you were on stage.
They counted.
Yeah.
Nigga, so, like,
people are
only
counting.
Bad to me. To them,
Well, here's the thing, too.
I didn't know that, by
next
the way.
Next comment. Hold up.
Hold on. I'm trying to see if I can find some other ones, but I know... I mean, I know I saw someone else go like, dude, I love you. I don't think you bomb. I know I definitely saw that comment in the Twitter feed.
Yeah,
somewhere.
So you good, Dale?
I was on Lewis's Twitch, and that was the one thing is on Lewis's Twitch, someone, I hey, what's up, guys? Everyone, hey, what's up, Dylan? And then once someone goes, hey, Dylan, I saw your comedy, man. You're pretty good. And I just comment back, you're being sarcastic, right?
Yeah, nah. You were
worried, paranoid,
just,
right?
Yeah, no. Just keep that doubt, though.
I was like, you're being, and he had a message back. He was like, I would no, I'm not playing you like that. Like, I would not, no, that was actually like a decent set.
How many messages before you said?
What's another one, Dave?
I don't have. We didn't queue them up properly, man. Okay. We should have queued these up properly to make sure we had them. But it was kind of half and half. I want to see more people weigh in.
I had a comedian.
For those of you who did watch the content, weigh in, let us know. For those of you who didn't, what the fuck are you waiting for?
Go ahead.
Yeah, use promo code NNFA. You get a 7-day free trial. You're behind the paywall. You get access to this bonus content, all of our previous shows, and all of the other content here at Gas Digital, man. So, like, what the fuck? 7 days. Try it out. Use promo code NNFA. I guarantee you, you'll fucking love it, all right? So, do that, weigh in. I think we should do more of them.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should definitely do more.
Well, we got the fucking, what show? PA
We
Bristol.
Should do, yeah. So we actually have 2 more No Need for Apology shows coming up. Dylan, can I get some plug music real quick? Let's go ahead and get into plugs real fast, man. Since we talk about bonus content and live shows coming up, man. I'm not going to plug shit until I hear my plug music.
There you go. All right,
cool. So actually, in 2 weeks, New York, August 21st, we will be at The Stand. At The Stand, 7 p.m.
April
in the
21st.
Main room. All right, we are
April,
going to...
April, August.
April, yeah. Did I say August?
You said August.
Shit,
20.
I'm sorry.
It's all fine. Right.
But we want to see, man, come out. We want to see who's in New York that's going to come out. Pennsylvania with their May 12th and the 13th.
Yeah.
Another Newly Live. And I just got a location in Miami.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to Miami in a couple weeks. Check out
theatricalcomedy.com.
Find the different locations where I'm going to be. But... I think I got a spot for us to do a No Knee show
Look,
in Miami.
I'm Thanks. Being a bitch because I got to film TV 6 days after that, so I'm going to stay home this time.
Do what you got to do. Okay. Nah, this is setting up for next time.
Yeah,
this is setting up for
next time, absolutely.
So Florida, come fuck with me.
Yeah.
West Palm Beach,
yes.
Miami, I'm in your area from the 14th to the 18th. You come and get
animal.
With me, all right?
And let me reiterate April 21st. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me and Dave's No Need for Apologies comedy jam. Now, that means more black acts that you haven't seen. Some of the most raucous stage gods I've ever had the chance to share the stage with. We're bringing black back. Oh, this camera now. Which motherfucking camera?
Dick, when you're doing your own little thing, that's your personal cam.
Yes.
But not, no, you're going to this cam over here.
Yes.
Yep, uh-huh.
God, I hate technology. I hate this shit. Take it back to
this
96.
One. Cam 3, you fuck.
96. Anyway.
Thank you.
Listen to what the fuck.
One.
Let me start. No Need for Apologies Comedy Jam. Black show. You can be whatever color you want to be for the crowd, but just know you're going in there for a culture blast of raucous 90s style black motherfuckers that's up there just trying to have that recess at the lunchroom. Big jokes, raw talent. I want a good, energetic crowd. Come to laugh, goddammit.
Yeah, me and
that's what's gonna
will
be.
Co-host it, and we'll probably throw Dylan in the mix to see if he gets better. So.
Yeah, man, make him the Rich Voss on that one episode. Remember the one episode of Def Jam? Rich Voss on it? Remember the one episode with Rich Voss on Def Jam? And then Steve Harvey got on and was like, well, you got it. You finally made it through. That shit had me fucking dying, yo. Well, he did it. Some white man got on Def Jam.
Jesus Christ, man. You go ahead.
I'm gonna do it.
Is he
I'm gonna do
one
for all
white
my people.
Guy on Def Jam?
Him and Father
Rich
John.
Him and Father John.
John.
Okay,
fine. Yeah, you cut that. You can cut the.
You got plugs? There. He might have plugs.
Oh, shit.
Gotta get
bad.
Him out of here.
April 11th, I am not in New York anymore.
There you go, boy.
I'm gone.
Exodus.
I'm moving to California.
That motherfucker going to
the
LA.
Exodus.
Yeah, I gotta go, bro.
LA's
he
not
gonna go
ready.
Be great. He gonna try to be Spike Lee.
LA is.
He gonna be Spike Lee in LA.
Spike Jones.
Ready.
Spike Jones in LA. The new Spike Jones. Pockets Graham.
Yeah. Spike
Comedy
Joe.
Lives, goddammit.
Yeah. Just one quick fun fact about that about the video. The What's night that? Before, we're standing in the bottom of the stand at the Dave Chappelle after party.
Oh yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
SNL
yeah,
after
yeah,
inauguration.
Yeah.
And we're standing in that motherfucker, and I'm looking at him. And I'm like, when you leave, I leave, nigga. But we both got to be on set in 3 hours. And so we got to be, like, I didn't leave until he left so we could both
we'd
be responsible
late
for each other.
Because mm-hmm. I had to leave.
We don't want to leave, though, because Jim Carrey was there. Like, it was a fucking good-ass night.
Yeah, right before we shot Comedy Lives, we was at one of the flyest parties of the pandemic.
Right.
Jim Carrey and
it was good
Bell's
energy to bring into the next day, bro.
Screaming, fuck Donald Trump. It was just a real...
it was a good-ass night,
it was
bro.
A real, like, to watch Jim Carrey in a trench coat and an overly-sized skull cap... Like one of
looking
these,
like a cancer patient.
Like this. Jim Carrey's on stage like this. Like this. He's a fourth Donald Trump.
It was great. It was a shit.
Yeah, Jim Carrey was.
What do you think? That's so funny when white guys get like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? They get all riled up. And
they don't know what to do with their shoulders.
I love it.
Jim
man.
Had me dying laughing. Looking like a. Dressed like a Ninja Turtle. Oh, shit. So fucking funny. It was so punk rock in there. It was great. And shockingly enough, the whole part of the thing that fucked me up about the whole thing, Chris Rock was like extra nice.
Chris has been extra nice.
Chris Rock was down there. We was doing that. Even though what we do is wrong.
Right,
the
right,
nigga
right.
Still hustle to the, to point at me. Still hustle to the sun come up. Crack a front. I'm like, is that Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a pretty wild night.
Shout out to Chris.
And then 3 hours after that, Comedy Lives.
No doubt. That's crazy, so, man. Yeah. That's dope shit, man.
So, thank you, Young Pac. I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, thank you for giving us Comedy Lives, brother.
Yeah,
all right.
For that. I appreciate you.
Ortiz
Young Pac, oh, man, he's on his way to L.A.
Yeah.
I've been waiting on Get On No Need For Apologies for 5 years.
Well, when you debuted...
This podcast has been there for 5 years?
No.
Well, you, first of all, you finally got on but that had the whole fucking piece to present. So,
yeah.
I appreciate nobody else presented shit except, you know...
Yeah, no.
Was talking pockets before you leave.
It was another place to show it, yo.
Yeah, pockets, man.
Before you leave, someone presented to me, they were like... When you and Pockets were together, you should have been Pockets and Pickles. It would have been a lot more.
Yeah.
Would have been a lot funnier.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine the marketing photos.
I can already see
the marketing photos alone.
Yeah, I can see
just a pocket with a little.
Yeah. Maybe for another time.
Yeah, when you
maybe
go, for another time.
All right,
meeting.
Can y'all niggas go talk?
Nigga, I'm gone. Shut up. Peace, y'all.
Yeah. Thank you, Pock. Love you, man.
All right, man.
Paco, man, Comedy Lives. Make sure you keep sharing and liking Comedy Lives. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
White women have been telling me it's a masterpiece.
You remember, as I was looking at podcasts with the thing, you remember the dude that drove the bus in Speed?
Yeah.
That's what he kind of looked like, the
this
bus driver.
This ain't no bus stop.
From Speed. You remember the bus driver? Like, because I remember watching that dude in Speed, and I'm like, what makes a man do his hair that way? But now
wait,
I get it. I got
you know
to live amongst
the
guy
that's
that
the
way.
Dude from Martin. That was Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And he had the bomb.
Yeah.
Get my baby, clown. And then Martin made fun. Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Get
he
my
got no,
baby, clown.
No facial hair, though. Jesus Christ.
This ain't no bus stop.
No, it doesn't look like you. I went off the hair. My bad. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I ain't
yeah,
mean
he
it.
Got that long, it's like half long, half short comb back. He got a comb back.
Jesus Christ,
that
man.
That motherfucker like an Igor.
But that's how you know, man. That's good. That lets you know, like Pockets is channeling that energy to be creative.
Be
like
creative.
The artistic motherfuckers that like don't look normal. Like, yeah, there's some creativity in those motherfuckers. Pockets gonna make me give a scholarship to every nigga on the train.
Yeah, the Pockets Graham scholarship fund.
Like, come here. Come here, son. You look crazy. I think
you might
think
have a vision.
Talent.
You might know how to do a cam. Give it. Here's the Pockets Graham. Get off your ass and do some creator shit fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
So there was I saw this proposal video this past week, man. It's a black Air Force One dude. Like he got rejected proposing to a woman in his black Air Force Ones. I have never. I was like, yo, you ever
what
watch
did
a
he do
killer?
After?
They it's a hard video to watch because my man, you see that video in the list there, Pockets? I mean Pickles.
Show that,
how
and I'll show another video. That's just as that
yeah,
might be
up.
The biggest Black Air Force One energy video I've ever seen.
Yeah, like I just you watch like this is where the bad Black Air Force One energy comes from.
Okay,
it comes from because that's where it comes
from
a weird place of like you know struggle, you know a certain level where you go you start playing things a little tighter. Like I'm not gonna lie. Let me know when you get that. I'm not gonna lie. I frauded this weekend.
Okay,
again because it was an opening weekend. I did white ones.
You do white ones.
Trying
you did,
to,
so you did
trying
fraud
to be,
out.
Trying to be fly.
Trying to be fly. You trying to get your little pretty boy on.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Now explain why. Because I remember the explanation was great.
I feel vulnerable with white Air Force Ones.
So you got soft shell crabs
yeah,
on his feet.
Like, yo, they scuff so easily. Like, you gotta watch out for anything getting spilled on the strings. And it's like
soft shell crab.
I like how Dave this whole bit started with Dave on the other side of, let's change the narrative. Dave, you're slowly going to the other side.
Yeah.
So you're going back.
I mean,
you're slowly going back to the original narrative.
It's like, it's weird because I don't like to get like fly. Like, y'all was commenting on the strings, right? On the string.
Fly?
What?
You know why? You remember when motherfuckers was doing that with the Jordan 11s back in the 90s?
I don't know nothing about this kind of shit.
Speckled laces was the shit when the Jordan 11s first came out. I'm talking about in the 90s. So if you speckled your laces, who the fuck you think? Yeah.
Never had that kind of time to pay attention to that
speckled
kind of
thing.
The World Star link didn't. It went to the main page.
Don't
it might have been deleted.
Don't
tell me if it's this
it.
One, though.
I'm about to.
No? Yes? Maybe?
Yeah. No. Is it? Go ahead. Play that.
1 second.
No, I don't think that's it.
That's right. Terrible.
Don't worry about it.
Pull this one up.
Go ahead.
Guy gets fired from Walmart. Okay.
No.
Guy gets fired from Walmart, drives his car through the fucking Walmart. Drives his car through it. Starts running clothes over. Nigga, put that on. I was like, that shit, awesome.
That is the best way to quit a job, though,
Guy gets fired from Walmart, drives his car through Walmart.
But you know what it is, Dylan? I think the reason why I'm going backwards is because that energy, it never really leaves you.
Nah.
You try to suppress it
It's called recidivism.
Somebody told me that this weekend. They see me with the white ones on. They was like, oh, you got the icy freshers on? I was like, I don't even like that you noticed that when you
icy
walked
fresh.
Up.
Like, you got your shit from the toupee factory.
But and then he's like, he on me, and he's like, yeah. He's like, why you say that? Why you say you don't like him? I was like, I kind of wear the black ones. He was like, oh, you one of them? I'm
I know for a fact the driver of this car is wearing black Air Force Ones.
Watch this, Dave. Yes.
Oh wow.
Fuck this shit. No, it was a dude in a. It was a black. Yeah. Well, no, this is still crazy. This is some energy right here.
And this is wow. Good for him, man. Do you understand how mad you got to be at your job to be like, to not just steal something and leave, but you got to cause mass destruction? That also lets you know he's all right. Like, he don't need money. This wasn't about money. This was about, like, I want to seriously disrupt some shit.
I would have took an 80-inch TV. So I was,
right.
I'm on TV.
I came back and took it. Matter of fact, this is. I want to introduce a new segment. There's some music that I want you to play. Do you see the fucking music that, Black Force One Energy Stories? Yeah.
Dave, shit just got real, nigga.
So this is going to be, I want this segment, right? Keep playing that music, right? When I tell Black Air Force One stories, and I want people to write in their Black Air Force One stories.
Black Air Force One forum.
And we'll read them, but I will always play this music. So turn this up a little bit. This is like a Griselda type beat, right? All right, so when I used to work at CVS, right?
Okay.
And one time, me and my cousin, we used to work the aisles crazy together all the time, right? But we was the only two. We was black kids. We went out to the main line to work because you get a higher hourly rate. That's Black Air Force Energy right there. I'm not taking that $5.15 they're paying the city.
All right.
I'm going across City Line Avenue for the $7.25 an hour, right?
Okay.
Because we hustlers. Turn that music up a little bit more, man. I'm fucking off.
Keep it off for me, too. I got one.
I'm getting hyped with this shit, right? So me and my cousin, we working our ass off. And, you know, we steal shit, little drinks, cupcakes, all that bullshit, right? But then when we get to the point of me and him, we going to the beach for the weekend.
Okay.
We clean up the entire stock room, get everything done, and then we like, yo, y'all good for the weekend. We both took off. We out. Come back on Monday, they like, don't go in the stock room. Why not? The cameras is broken. We had to put in a service order to find out where the shit was at. So we're like, all right, whatever. So we working, people asking for items, they're not on the shelf. I'm like, I know where that's at. Watch out. I go in the back, flip the light on, get the shit, come back out, give it to the customer. Manager come running out the office. Who was in the back? I was like, me. She said, what'd you do? I was like, nothing. Why? The cameras, they're fixed. And I'm like, oh, shit. When we cleaned up, we cut the light off. No one has been physically in the room since we left.
Oh, shit.
So just by the lights being off, they thought the cameras was broke.
Oh, all right.
Once we knew that, it was open season on CVS, nigga. All we had to do was cut the lights off. We could take whatever the fuck we want. I'm talking about, I used to back my car up to the back door, and we would just start dumping shit in the trunk and take it back to the hood and sell it. We was... tied, nigga. We had tied for the projects. I'm talking about we all the single mothers we knew. Yo, we flipping. We coming through with the big thing of tied for like $10.
$10. This before high efficiency either. This is the real tied.
It got to the point we started taking orders. I mean, we ripping telephones, fucking answering machines, all kinds of goofy shit, man. It gets to the point. It gets so bad. They know.
They gotta know.
They just letting us till we get to the felony level, right?
Yeah. Just let these niggas be felons.
Yeah, we kids. And they about to let us fuck our lives up, which, I mean, we did it on our own. But damn, son, you could have tapped me on the shoulder. Like, I'm just taking advantage of your ignorance.
Let me explain. I have a story, too. Keep that music on. I'm talking to the Air Force One. Similar story, but mine is a little bit more suburbanite. But so I had a job at Clementon Park. Shout out to Clementon Park. And I remember the one time I got a job as a game tech, as a game dude to work the games. Nigga, all the free money that's out because you have a bank, right? You know how you get a bank when you play games. So when they
give
you a certain amount of cash. And all you got to do is keep a certain amount of cash, right? And I'm working all the games at Clementon Park. Boy. When I mean skimming off the top.
Yeah, buddy.
Nigga, you could. My middle name was Skim Off the Top. I'm talking about ran drug off on empire. The plug
twice.
Run off on a plug. I'm selling prizes. I'm selling goddamn prizes. I'm selling stuffed animals $20. Just ringing the bell, acting like people won all over the park, nigga. You could call me Nino Brown. Nino fucking Brown. People was coming up to my game itching, talking about, can I get a Tweety? I suck your dick for a Tweety. Let me get a Sylvester cat.
I need a
for my girl. I don't feel like playing this fucking game. Let me just get a Sylvester cat. I get $20. Who? Nigga, all summer I was making money.
Nino Brown of Clementon Park, man.
Knots of cash.
Jesus
I'm talking
Christ.
About, you know how niggas hold cash up today? Nigga, back 2001, 2000, boy, my mom found out, funny, this is what happened. They tried to call the cops on me on the church picnic day.
Ooh.
I was making so much bread on church picnic, and my mom was there. And it was so funny when they threatened me with the cops.
Hold on, wait. Church people was paying to get the prizes?
Yeah, church people was coming by. Paying. I was making so much guap.
But they knew what you was doing.
Yeah, they knew. They was like, all right, yeah. I was like, all right, yeah. I turned the light up, ring, 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 you won. $20. Boy, I'm talking about everybody walking around with these big ass prizes. So, you know, management starts sniffing. Like, what the fuck is all these monkeys with the long arms?
There's a lot of winners lately.
A lot of winners out here today, right? So they come get me, right? Two of them. They go, can we speak to you? They hit me with the, can we speak to you in the back? I'm like, oh, shit. Right? So I go back there. Somebody told us that you were stealing. Someone was like, oh, I got snitched on. It wasn't even the cameras.
Yeah.
Somebody saw me and was like, I don't like his operation. I don't like how much money he making. Somebody, I'm talking about the ops.
Yeah.
So if they would have did it and they would have made money, they would have had no problem. But they saw a young black man in Clementon Park making drug-level style runs.
Yeah, man.
And then they tried to fire. They fired me on the day my mom was coming up out the park to leave. So imagine that.
Oh, so your mom got in there with you
so
was doing that.
I'm walking out this way. My mom coming up. We crash. And I had to play it off like, Mom, you ain't going to never believe this. They talking about, this is how I'm talking to my mom. They talking about they going to fire me for selling prizes. That's crazy, right? My mom was like, what?
First of all, that's how you know that nigga's guilty. Anytime, you're not going to believe what they talking about.
I said, Mom. I was like, Mom. I didn't want to know. Mom. And I tried to hit him with the funny shit. Mom. They talking about they going to fire me for selling prizes. Ain't that crazy? My mom was like, what the fuck are you saying? You stealing?
Oh, my gosh. She saw right through your horse shit, huh?
I got grounded on my birthday. It was crazy.
Oh, man. Damn. That is beautiful,
grounded me on my birthday. Tell you, man.
I love it. Go ahead. Kill the music, Dylan. Yo. Write in, no need for apologies, podcast@gmail.com. Write your Black Air Force One stories. I'll read them on the next family show.
Write your,
you know,
Black Air Force One stories. Black Air Force One forum.
I just want to know what other people have done, man. Have you ever pulled a scam, Dylan?
I was kind of the reason why in my senior year, I worked at like a Greek, like a fat, like kind of like a Subway for Greek food, for like falafels and shit. And I easily am the reason it shut down. I gave so much food away to friends, family. I would just bring home way too much food, and then one morning I got a text that was like, yeah, food costs are too high, we gotta shut down. And I was like, Damn.
That makes me feel bad. I know. Yeah, that makes me feel bad for that guy. Remember that guy at that restaurant Caritos that used to give us free food when we was coming up? Oh, man. It was this little Indian
dude. I can't stop smiling.
Oh, shit. Real quick, I want to get to Matt Richards, man. But it's this Indian dude. He used to give us food.
Gordeep.
Gordeep, yeah. Gordeep. He used to, because he believed in us.
Yeah.
He wanted us to sign our headshots so he could hang them on his wall. And his pop saw, he was like, what is going on with my boy?
Like seven huge niggas in this little ass Indian shop. Seven huge motherfuckers eating this dude's
French fries,
spicy
all
food.
Kinds of crazy shit.
And we used to murder over there. And I know something was up. Because he starts skimping on the platters later. It wasn't as free as it was.
Yeah. Y'all got to buy one thing. You tripping, Gordeep.
Yeah. We was in there eating all kinds of shit, too.
Yo, I think for this first show that we do, if we could get him, we got to get Matt Richards on, man. Okay. I was just at one of Matt's magic shows yesterday.
That motherfucker's the best.
Stand. All right, Abracadam. Yo, dude, first of all, go check out the Matt Richards episode. This motherfucker, that's where these sound clips, these sound bits.
I can't stop smiling.
Like, that episode, this guy's out of his fucking mind. All right, like, he does magic and hypnotism. He has a show, a one-man show called Abracadam. We went to go watch this shit yesterday, and he be knocking niggas out. That shit is entertaining to me to watch a grown man, to watch a man grab another man and go to sleep. Like,
wait, he actually knows, like, hypnotism? Like,
sorry, pull up his Instagram Go to his Instagram. The most recent picture you'll see, he's
Matt Richards
on stage
has been doing this
and
too.
There's a nigga behind him sleep on the floor. Like, he just left this nigga on the floor while he just starts doing other magic tricks. It's the wildest shit. And I'm like, yo, the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, yo, this nigga, I think the nigga's name was Larry, right? I'm like, yo, this nigga Larry Peoples ain't shit, son. Like, yo, if I go to a show and the nigga knock me out, yo, don't let that nigga just be laying me down there. Like, wake me up, nigga. Yeah. Like, you watch him knock your man. Look at this nigga on the stage.
Look,
knock sleep out, son.
Feet pointed up. Feet pointed up.
Like, and this, Matt is not doing nothing with him right now. Matt is just moved on to other tricks.
And left him sleep up there. That's
funny.
And
I'm like, yo, your mans and them, they just, I wish my niggas would leave me sleep on stage for like a half hour.
Ah, look at this bitch nigga.
Sleep. Nah, yo, you gotta wake him up, man. Yo, he paid money for this shit.
Yo, wake him up, man, before I fuck his shit up. Pussy.
Can I get hypnotized, please?
You wanna get knocked out?
This might be weird to say. I always wanted to be. I don't know why.
Really?
I want to fight it. Because I want to fight it and see if...
Oh, it ain't going to work if you're going to fight it, though. I don't think it's going to work if you fight it.
I don't know.
But that shit would be dope. We should see
you
if
gotta
we could,
be...
We should see if we could get Matt to do Dylan at the next show.
Yeah. And like, knock your punk
let's
ass
see,
out.
Dylan,
that
can
would
we
be great.
Can I do stand-up while hypnotized,
please? And
I'm
letting you know right now, Dylan. Dylan, while you're asleep, me and Dave are going to do a roast session on your sleep ass.
No.
We're going to rip on you while you knock
the
fuck out.
What about funnier when hypnotized?
Can we hypnotize him and do
can
comedy?
Can we hypnotize? Yeah.
Is Dylan funnier when not there?
So, sold this fucking show out. All right,
here's the show. So Matt comes up, hypnotizes Dylan. Can he stay asleep through the rest of the show? So you go up, I go up, more acts go up, this nigga's behind us sleep the whole time. Would be the funniest fucking backdrop.
This might sound weird. I'm down.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm
funniest backdrop.
And I'm down too. It's so...
Darren, you have to include me in the set, though.
Yeah, we have to do that. We have to tape this.
Absolutely.
We have to tape this.
Yeah, that's bonus content like a motherfucker right
We
there.
Have to tape
hey,
this.
Hey, I'm co-signing it. You got me down for it.
I can't stop smiling.
I can't stop smiling.
Yeah, because that'll be like the way, like, the people, because... I would see people want to get him hypnotized, obviously, for the show. I can already hear the comments now, like, oh, well, why don't you hypnotize him so he can't talk? Is there any way you can hypnotize him just to push buttons?
Hypnotize nigga to shut the fuck up. Huh? How about that? If you hypnotize him, hypnotize his mouth to stay closed.
God bless you for being able to... I wish I had that in me, man. Like I don't know what it is, but I like that you can still show up even though people respond. I wouldn't have.
That's the bravery.
That.
That's that Boca Raton energy. Or where are we from?
I don't. Have
I like
that.
The idea is before he wakes me up. Derek just runs in and goes, "Hey, can you just change a couple things about him?
Change
when you bring him back. Can you just do this?
Yeah.
Is there any way you could get that black motherfucker out of him? I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. Stop. Give him. Can you take that?
Can you make him say motherfucker?
The nigga be. But nah. When you do it. I still hear the Jewish in your voice.
Yeah.
You'd be like, motherfucker. I'd be like, that's a challah bread motherfucker right there.
You know what I like not... the most about Dylan's set, which I don't know if you got a chance to rewatch the content, man, but it's so funny because, one, I don't know if you caught this, Dylan refers to his parents as foreigners.
Oh, hilarious. So my parents are foreigners.
Did you notice that?
No, I have a joke where I go, both my parents are foreign. My dad's from Israel, my mom's from New Jersey. It's a good little white people joke.
Oh, okay.
They always shit on Jersey. Always.
Always.
Yeah.
But it's also funny because Israel's not a third world country at all.
It's not. A whole Tel Aviv. Yeah.
That's weird, though, that they shit on Jersey like that. Like, white people shit on Jersey.
They kill Jersey.
What place do black people be like, mm-mm, like, that they don't fuck with, like, people from that area? Is
I don't care, because black people from North Jersey don't fuck with niggas from South Jersey for some reason. They'd be like, oh, you from where? Trenton? It's more than Trenton.
But people look at Jersey people as trash. I don't know, like,
because our cities are trash. Camden's trash, Trenton trash, Newark is trash. So all three is trash.
Yeah.
Newark is trying, Shaq and Queen Latifah are trying to do some shit to make it look nice. But nigga, that's a long way.
Corruption in Jersey. Every city in Jersey looks exactly the same.
But Trenton is
like
awful.
Trenton literally ran out of the city with a bag with the dollar symbols on it. Like, it just looks like someone had two bags and just ran off.
It's not even full of money. It's just filled with children's breakfasts.
It's really funny.
I stole the breakfast from the kids.
It's really funny to know because, you know, like the Joker movie?
Yeah.
I like watching like the directors it's behind the Newark. Scene. And he goes, yeah, when we were looking for a really run down 1950s city, we landed on Newark, New Jersey.
Newark is fucked. So when he was getting jumped by the
boom, it just looks like shit.
Mm-hmm. That was Newark. He's running down, what's his name? Where Dr. J's is up.
It's literally
niggas,
right
in
there.
In the subway to stay open, and niggas be taking naps next to the turkey. Yeah, so
next to the turkey.
But yeah, man, Jersey always gets shit on. But I'm proud to be from Jersey. I got my level of sarcasm from Jersey, and then y'all shitting on me for coming from Jersey to Philly all the time. I built up that tolerance. I'm like, all right, I gotta be able to snap with these niggas, or at least laugh at them real good.
Right, right, right.
So shout out to Jersey for being my place of rest. Then I go out into the city and learn all the things and bring it back to a borrowed, like everything in Jersey is borrowed slang. Like South Jersey niggas talk like Philly niggas.
Yeah, because Jersey is where you go when you want to get away from like either Philly or Brooklyn.
Yeah, when you want to find your big fat white girl and have your taupe kids, you take your black ass to South Jersey. No,
but it's also where like, well, you talk about for black people to exit, but like Italians, like they leave South Philly thinking they're a little bit better, but they're trash. Like people leave Staten Island and leave Brooklyn and go to Jersey thinking they're better than.
But there's some zip codes in Jersey pretty rich. Morristown, right? Cherry Hill's still pretty fly.
But those are the people that really they just did well.
They got
in
Jewish
New York.
Delis in Cherry Hill, so that's why I know.
There's a lot of Jewish people down there. Yeah,
yeah, but Jewish pastrami sandwiches.
From what I know, from like my mom speaking, like Jewish neighborhoods in Jersey are very close knit. Like, there's always a synagogue real close. Like, they put everything. Yeah,
dude.
Like, they're not even out of their community in Jersey.
Dude, and big synagogue. Like, them shits look like malls and convention centers.
I plan on reading a Torah this year, man. I'm reading the Quran right now.
Just to see what's up.
I just want to see what happened, bro.
Just see what the ending is like.
Where's the conflict?
How?
Why are they so mad?
Yeah, so I ain't going to lie to you.
Christians hate Jews, Jews hate Muslims.
Quran right now, and the Quran is eye-opening. Mm. Like, you realize, like, oh, shit, we were some savages. Because it's like, I'm in like the numbers portion. You remember numbers in the Bible? I'm at like the numbers part of the Quran where they're just like kind of breaking down like the rules of living.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot of don't fuck your dad's wife. Don't fuck your mother's sister. Don't fuck your sister. Like they have to break it down because it was a problem.
Yeah. You know what my thought was when I was a kid all the time? Ready for this? I always thought I didn't know how to ask adults because I was going to church when I was like, I started going to church when I was 12.
Uh-huh.
I'll go, it was Adam and Eve. Then they had two sons. So where the fuck all these other people come from? And they all look at me like, yeah, they was fucking Eve. What? What? Wait, what?
Right.
All of us.
Yo.
Ew,
yo, bro.
I was like, no.
Bro,
no!
When. When it runs through who not to fuck, yeah. It literally goes, but don't worry about what's already happened. Like literally they have to go, okay, what's done is done, but don't do it anymore.
I'm like, you should saw me. I was a young man. Like, wait a minute. So if Adam and Eve had two sons, what the fuck? Everybody else.
They was living on straight instinct back then, yeah. Bro. Like, it ain't no thought. It's just like, yo, my dick is hard. Let's go. Like, they didn't.
Excuse me, Pastor. There's a chapter missing between 2 and 3. Oh, where's chapter 3? Don't ask about chapter 3.
I always want to tell. I say it all the time. As going to church as a kid, even watching, you know, slightly being indoctrinated, but trying to figure it out. Because you got to understand, I had 11 years of life before I started going to church. Your brain is impressionable 8 through 10. You start putting shit together for yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I always had a little eyebrow raised going to church. And I'm like, I always just want to stand up during service and go, what the fuck happened to the dinosaurs? And just sit down. Just always, hey, Pastor, the fuck happened to the dinosaurs? Y'all never talk about that shit. And just sit back down.
Young man, calm down. Calm down, young man.
Hey, what's up with the dinosaurs shit?
Derek, Mrs. Gaines, could you get your son, please?
T-Rex wasn't on the ark. The fuck? T-Rex wasn't on the ark, nigga. That's why.
Someone unplug him. He's not mic'd up. Jeez. Security. Like,
where was the bugs at? Y'all put the bugs in the ark, too? Why the fuck is the mosquitoes?
Right, you're asking too many questions.
I was just in there.
Can we get him up with the Sunday school, please? With the Sunday school, hey. ASAP.
Dude, we're going to sign you up for Sunday school.
Hey. That's why they made you a janitor. Like, yo, get him out of here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I always had... But what about
just a little bit of question? Like
his
way,
and then they hit you with his ways are not your ways.
That
God thinks higher than you. Bruh. I'm like, all right, man.
And that's where I'm at now. Anytime they say something that like my mind would question,
yeah.
I can see how at that time for that intellect, yeah, like, and I'm not saying that they wrong. I'm just saying like I get. Whoo, we needed some serious guidance, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'm reading a whole chapter about. Who not to fuck. And if you've already fucked them.
You good. It's just now. That your slate is clean. You didn't know before we printed the words out. That's whatever. But right now, yeah, this is the new. You good before.
Like, you understand. But this. Rules are only made because there's a fucking problem. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you ever had to have a meeting with your roommates?
Yeah.
It's because something became a problem. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Don't take this trash out. I don't like standing. That's basically what it was. Y'all motherfuckers got too much cardboard in the kitchen. God said, take the cardboard out Thursday nights.
This is God's will, not
don't
mine.
Don't fuck your mother and take the trash out Thursday night.
This is God's word, not mine. So you yeah. gotta listen to God.
But why is it Thursday? That's God's way. Don't question
it. It's God's way. Don't question
it.
Like, it's just like.
Why are you questioning
on, man.
It?
Like, what was the joke? What was I thinking about? Fucking.
That's the one thing that's annoying about.
It was a good question, too.
About religion. It's like the second you start questioning, it's like, well, that's God's way. Why do kids get cancer? That's God's way.
This is how cool of a believer I am. I never opted out of believing in God. I never did. I just said, well, God has to give me this inquisitiveness. Like, it's got to be something for me to want to understand further.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But see, that's weird too, because as comedians, we usually end up pondering dumb shit.
Yeah, like
if we took our brain power, the shit that we question, I mean, we really answer the questions of humanity and we just be fucking around. Like, you seen that even during the pandemic, I thought it was fascinating that, like, comics, we're looked at as lazy, yeah. Right? Oh, they just lay around, smoke weed all day and shit like that. Most of us did not stop going to work. Most of us did not stop trying to do our job, even when we weren't getting paid for it.
Yeah.
You talked about it in that video. You went from show me the money to now performing for
pizza and wings.
Yeah. But you still showed up.
Yeah.
You did not cancel any show this summer, did you?
Nope.
That's a whole other level of dedication that I don't think people really pay attention
to. My mom stood at that door when I got that ride back up to New York like I was going to fucking war, man.
Really?
But I was like, Mom, I can't sit in the house for another week. I've been in the house loving y'all, cooking, cleaning, cooking food for 10 weeks. But as soon as Michael Che put that picture up of him in a fucking parking lot telling jokes, I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And my mom was just
I remember coming into the city for that.
Yeah.
And I remember driving over the Verrazano Bridge coming into Brooklyn, and it just felt different. Dude, I was like, oh, we back. Yeah, we
it
back.
It was a wasteland, but I was like, yeah. I'm going to make the best of this goddamn wasteland.
Yeah, man, yeah. Learning new things. Like, yo, you know what else I just learned?
Yeah.
This is about to sound crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, yo, like, you know what aphrodisiac is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the shit to make you get all, yeah. Right?
Get all hot in the pants.
I think mine is duck.
Duck meat?
Yeah, nigga. Duck meat.
Oh. Sound like you fucked somebody's socks off this weekend. Somebody, you fucked your socks off. You rolled them off. Because of the duck meat?
Yeah. Duck is the new Hennessy, nigga.
That's some bougie shit. That's a nigga that's trying to change the narrative. That's some change narrative go, shit.
Fuck that
fuck Hennessy. Duck.
Hit you some duck meat.
That's new narrative. Dylan, that's a new goddamn narrative.
Yeah.
Dave, shit just got real, nigga. That ow!
I tell a girl in a heartbeat, like, yo, you gonna get niggas some duck or what? You know what I mean? Like,
duck.
Get this duck, I'll break it off in your drawers.
Babe, let me finish this duck, this Peking duck pizza real quick, and I'm gonna dump this off in your drawers.
Duck make you feel good, man. Like, word. That shit is something about it.
It's good grease, it's good fat, right?
Yeah,
duck fat is good fat.
It's fat. It do everything it's supposed
look
to do.
Look up
man.
Duck fat, Dylan. Duck
yeah,
fat. Give me duck
if
fat.
Duck does anything because I know they think like watermelon and chicken does all that shit for your dick, but nah, man.
Duck fat.
Duck meat.
Duck meat.
Is there any correlation? Because like I had some duck. Duck was amazing too, man. Fucking like duck was expensive.
Yeah, duck is stupid expensive.
It was some cornmeal and it was also at like a ridiculously like a stupid restaurant, but.
I was on a fancy hotsy-totsy joint.
Yeah, but it was well worth it, man. Like, you don't have to eat a lot of duck to be full either. Like, you okay. know how you can eat a half of a rotisserie chicken
yeah.
and be like, man, I duck need fat. More. Right, yeah, that duck meat.
Duck is
go.
Filling. All
right. You couldn't find nothing on it, Dylan?
No, I'm reading about it. You're onto something.
Oh, shit.
I knew I was. I know my
trying,
body,
I'm just trying
man.
To pull up a good article of the show.
I know what I mean.
Duck meat.
Like, all right, this is something about...
Because the very first thing, I mean, it's on Google. I'm trying to find an article, but the very first thing is roasted duck breasts are an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, see? Weird aphrodisiac. Oh, shit. Yo, I promise you I ain't even Googled that shit before. That's crazy.
That?
I used that same word. But I knew what I felt with that duck, nigga.
I felt hard as shit.
They got ecstasy
or,
in duck.
I hope that's true for all duck and it wasn't just that one duck.
What, did they just deep fried it in molly? Deep fried this duck
yeah,
in molly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Somebody gave the duck fucking
put some
ecstasy.
Molly in the grease. let's feed the duck.
Edibles, you know, infused duck, but they're infusing this nigga with ecstasy.
ecstasy.
Oh, this is a weird-ass list.
That's crazy.
What?
It's just
more
a list
shit?
Of like...
Duck, dog meat. Oh.
It says in South Korea. Jeez.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Dorian.
Yeah, but we racist, Fugu. Right? We racist if we say that.
Ginseng. Okay.
Ants.
Cut of ants. Oh, Christ.
They said we might get to eating bugs because of. Oh, mustard?
Rhino horn.
Yeah, they be trying to solve. What's the name of that? Spanish fly. Oh, shit. Cosby tell you all about that.
Yeah.
Tiger penis.
Oh, tuna. Raw tuna. Okay.
Huh. Oh, I like that, man.
That's why them Asians out there, all them Asians. Eating all that aphrodisiac food and chukai. What Rich Fry said? They fuck fast. Chukai. Rich Fry said that. He said, and they fuck. He was like, Asians fuck fast too. They walk up, chukai, and then walk away. Nigga, that's still the funniest fucking shit.
Oh, shit, man.
There's a billion Chinese.
Yeah.
And they fuck fast too. Chukai.
They did it too.
Shout out to the guy, Rich Fry.
They got up.
It's a billion Chinese.
Billion Chinese.
A lot of fucking.
Man.
Somebody in China is doing some serious fucking.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, people.
Man.
God damn.
All right, man. This is a fun episode.
Damn, it, was, damn, it went by fast.
Yeah, man. That's what
this
happened.
This one was a good one.
Make sure y'all send your stories in, man. Yo, be bold enough. We won't mention your name. Just send a story in with your Black Air Force One stories. I want to read more of that. Can
Black
you play
Air
that,
Force One
can you play that beat one more time for some outro music? I really like that beat.
It's a good beat, especially for the stories we just told. For these crime-filled stories.
I'm excited to see what our listeners have done. We'll share them. We'll get back to them. All right. Promo code NNFA on the website. Check out the Dylan material. And make sure that you guys get tickets to the show, man. The 21st will be in New York.
New York.
The 12th and the 13th of May will be in Pennsylvania. And I may have secured a location in Florida. So Florida. The next time I come to Florida, we're going to come back down there.
I'll be back down there with you.
Yeah, but I want y'all to
know. I'm bitching out this time.
Yeah, well, you got this bread to make, you know what I mean?
I got some money to make. Yeah. I'm trying to get an apartment out in New York and out in Manhattan. So I got to start working on that new floor.
Floors all over said and done with. Yeah. All right, man. Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Y'all know where to find me. On the gram. It's Dylan J. Negri. If you a fan, this is my Derek Gaines impression. Rappity, flip floppity, poetry.
That's kind of funny. All
right. Dylan J. Negri on Instagram.
I'm waiting for that parody of that shit.
I'm working on it right now.
All right. Yeah, go watch. Oh, y'all watch Comedy Lives. Watch, but go watch it again. Go share it, man.
At I'm Pockets Graham, at The Great Boy, at The Stand. All right? And on Spin Magazine. All right?
I'm Dave Temple. Have a good night, people.
Derek
Take care.
Gaines. No need for apologies.
Oh, you made it to the end of the video.
So stop what you're doing, like, subscribe, and share.
And if you're looking for more, here's some videos I picked out just for you to watch.